Welcome to Home and Drink Extra Juice. This is our bonus episode where we get to be a little bit looser, a little less restricted in what we say than our main episode. This week's bonus episode is sponsored by Primark and Pennies, and Pennies has got you covered this winter season. Whether you're searching for the perfect Christmas jumper for a family dinner or glitz and sparkle for a glam night out, they've got you covered. Step into Christmas nights out with sparkly two pieces, must-have dresses, footwear and accessories to match all occasions. They literally have you covered from head to toe with everything.
The PJs at the moment are
slaying. I got tartan ones for New York and I loved them.
Long or short?
Long.
I got the shorts, I think, of them.
Did you?
Yeah, they're like the navy and red tartan. Really cute.
They've the nicest fur coats in there. Can't go.
Yeah, the one that I thought that you robbed. You thought someone robbed
it. Yeah, but we found the robber, guys. It was Shirley.
We need
the whole
to explain
time.
That in a second. Yeah. Including the Rita Ora collection as well, which features luxe fabrics, satin finishes, lace, fur, and the colour of the season, of course, burgundy. Mm-hmm. You can head to Pennies today to discover your winter wardrobe essentials. So before we get into the rant of the week,
I need to make a public service apology
to the fake robber.
The fake robber.
And give out to me instead.
No.
So we went out and me and Ellie were in the same coat and we thought that someone robbed Ellie's coat in the club. I don't know how we didn't check.
You just had your coat on you and I was like, mine's gone, Char. And you were like, is it?
Yeah.
Tough shit. I'm nice and toasty. I was like, it's gone.
And then the whole time the podcast we were talking about it, we're like, how can people rob him?
Oh, we went on a whole tangent.
And then I was at home and I seen it was not my coat. Because you've gotten like an oversized.
I got a large and yours was a small. Yeah.
I just went with the regular and it was a small. Yeah. And I was like, sorry, it was large. And I was like, oh my God.
She just sent me a picture of her saying, oh my God. I said, no.
I was like, oh, after all that. And then that actually is part of my rant week that someone stole mine.
Yeah, so let's flip on it. We were moaning about it in the main episode about people who go out and rob coats and all. And like Shara was saying, yeah, my coats always get robbed. Like, I'm surprised yours did. And like, so let's flip it around. The rant is still valid.
Because it was
actually, just not from my side.
Yeah.
It was from yours.
And it's happened to me 3 times this year. And it seems to be they love the Pennies coats. They love the Pennies
coats. Maybe they just know it's yours and sell it on eBay.
No, like.
I don't know.
Weird.
It's still the same rant, but.
Flip it around.
Flip it around. Yeah. It's from you. So Charlene was the actual robber.
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Me.
Yeah, it was very, very funny though. Valid.
Rant of the week is where we get to give out with something that's happened to us recently, but something silly. Most of the time, like first world problem. Yeah. That's why last week was about the jacket. What is your rant of the week?
Why aren't all phone chargers just the same? Why can't...
That's such a good rant.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Why can't everyone just, like, every phone that's ever made... Think when we had, like, Nokias and all.
Yeah.
We all had chargers for each other. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't remember the chargers.
The Nokias were just pins.
Really? Yeah, the little one...
Yeah.
I don't think I ever had it. I had a Nokia C3, the pink one.
I had the Nokia where you made your own phone cases. You got like this stamp and like you could take like, say there was a magazine and you liked a picture in the magazine. You got this stamp and you stamped out the outline and then you could put it in the new back so you could change it all the time.
They don't make them like that anymore.
They really don't. Like the phones that they used to have all the time.
So cool.
Why did they all fall off? Because it's really sad.
I want the one where you can slide to the side and it's a big keyboard.
Did you never have a keyboard phone?
Oh. But I feel like I want that now. I felt like I was in like Zoe 101.
Oh yeah, the flippy up one.
Yeah, yeah.
The LG cookies and all. You had your pen. I think that was like the first kind of touch phone that I had.
Yeah, that would have been the one the first, I feel like.
Or like Sony Ericsson, or there was the Samsung keypad. I had a red one. I loved it so much.
I remember when iPhones had buttons on the
bottom. No. Oh, the home button?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I missed that. Bring back buttons.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't need the extra.
No. Sometimes I just want a flip of phone that just has numbers on it to call and text.
Yeah.
Just to answer a phone, flip it with the Motorola. Hello, Moto.
I don't think I had one of them.
Oh, a pink one, the Razor. Loved him.
I only had the C3 and the Ping.
What was a Ping?
Samsung Ping was when you slide to the side and you have a little keyboard.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
They don't make them
My
like
phone
that
number is still the same from when I was that age as yours.
Yeah, I took my granddad's SIM when he died.
Oh, so he has his number.
Yeah.
Aww.
I know, kind of cute.
So you've never had a different number?
I did. And I still remember the start of it. I'm not going to say it in case someone's number now. No. But yeah, that's my rant of the week. I just wish all phone chargers were the same for everyone. Like everything you had to plug your phone into, why isn't it just universal?
Or everything, like AirPods.
Just make it all
chargers,
the same.
Like electric toothbrushes. Like why am I charging? Why do I have 77 different chargers for things? Or cameras?
Like just have every electronic item should just have... The exact
exact same charger for.
I think they're trying to make them all USB-C now, but I don't know if that's going to be.
I don't like that. Board.
I could either. It's too
that's
big.
The new iPhone one, isn't it?
Yeah. Bring back the little one.
Yeah.
Don't like it.
So that's my rant anyway.
That's a good rant of the week. My rant of the week is. Well, I do the listener one and do my other rant for next week.
Yeah, yeah, keep it. Okay. Yeah.
So I'll keep it for next week, my one. But this is the listener's rant. Before Christmas, all of my friends were going on about having a big catch-up and meeting up for a night out. I decided I wouldn't be the one texting to find a date to suit or booking a table somewhere. I do it all the time. I'm so busy and work breaks finished that I just couldn't take it on. Lo and behold, no night out was arranged. It made me realise that they never do things unless I arrange them, and I'm so fed up. I'm not the party planner. I'm so disappointed because it meant I didn't have any proper night with the girls at all.
Aww. That's kind of annoying.
That's sad.
That it's just left up to you to have to be the planner.
I feel like we don't have that in a group. There's not like one person who plans things. No, I feel like it's kind of a group. And it should be that. It should be a bit of a joint effort.
Of everyone to go and look and book. And
but in a way as well, take it as like, not a compliment, but like the fact that people, obviously it's annoying when they rely on it to do something, but also it's like, you must be actually a good planner if there's nothing being done.
Otherwise, could be a career path for you. Yeah.
You're probably the one that's actually bringing everyone and gelling everyone together.
Yeah.
Whereas like sometimes it is the case that if someone's not proactive about making a plan, everyone's like, it's not like they don't actually see each other. It's just like no one's good at it.
Yeah, no one's good at planning stuff, so they just leave it kind of thing.
Yeah. But that is annoying when there's nothing arranged.
Yeah. Especially around this time of year. Trying to meet up around this time of year sometimes can be absolute carnage.
Torture. Yeah.
There's just so many nights, so many different friend groups, so many people can't do one night. And me and Nicola's, like our group's night out isn't until after Christmas. Couldn't find one before. We said, you know what?
Because someone has something someday.
Something where the girls are working or...
Yeah.
No.
That's so sad though. He's never got to do that. I think next time, why don't you, I know it's not a dilemma we're answering, but like make a polar group for a date and then let someone else book it though.
Yeah.
But just to like maybe instigate the plan.
Instigate the date maybe. And then say, right, girls,
you shouldn't have, it's annoying.
Have a look.
I don't like saying, telling you that either because you shouldn't have to, but like just...
Say, girls, have a look for that.
Yeah.
Or have a look online, see where you think you would like to go and send in suggestions.
Yeah.
And see.
But everyone send in one place.
Yeah. And we'll all decide on what.
Yeah. Sometimes people do need a little kick up the arse, as annoying as it is. It's just...
Come on now,
But yeah, it's annoying when you're not a party planner, especially when you are busy like that and you don't... Because when you're not busy, you probably don't mind doing that. But then it's like, when you're busy, you're like, I wish someone else would have done that. Yeah. Mm. But thanks for sending your rant. If anyone else has a rant of the week, please send them in. Our email address is holemydrink@golownow.com.
They can be ridiculous.
They can be like anything you want.
Yeah.
Like, it's something even so niche. It doesn't have to be like something that everyone else finds annoying. I feel like... There's something
you
that
find
just really grinders. Mm-hmm. If I Was You is where we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in a situation. We can't give you ifs. Can't give you ifs or maybes or buts. We have to tell you exactly what we do and how we would feel about your dilemma. These are all sent in again to our email address and it's homeidrink@golownow.com. So this says, I'm in an almost 6-year relationship with a guy I met in secondary school. He's so sweet. We get along really well and have such a laugh together. I love him and I've never doubted the love I have for him. But there's one thing that weighs in my mind about our relationship. I'm very ambitious, work hard to achieve goals I've set for myself. I want to live a life to the fullest, but he isn't. He's constantly saying that he'll do this or that, but never follows through and ends up in the same situations for long periods of time. I'm not saying that I'm with him for his job or his money or anything like that, but he's in final year college and just never goes and has no job. I've definitely grown and matured faster than him over the years, but this is because I've pushed myself out of my comfort zone, worked hard, gone to therapy and worked through trauma. He never puts himself out of his comfort zone and is not at all committed to his own growth, despite always saying he will be. I love him so much, but I don't think love is enough to hold our relationship together because he needs work day to day too. It needs to work day to day too. Is he ever going to change? What can I do? Please give me advice because I'm so stuck in a rock and a hard place and it's weighing on me so much.
Aww.
That's honestly, I feel like I've seen this happen in real life with people. Like when there's, you can love someone so much, but like there's only so much other stuff you can put up with that like doesn't trump that then. Like there's love and then
doesn't weigh it out. Like
And then there's like having different life paths and different lives and different ways of thinking. Like that just makes even love fall apart kind of.
Yeah.
I think motivation and drive and goals in a man is really attractive.
Oh yeah.
And I think when someone doesn't have that and you do, especially if you do, it's like,
ew.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, how do you not want to like even have a plan, whatever about like motivation and stuff, but like, how do you not want to be like, right,
get a job.
Yeah. Simple. Yeah. Sorry, actually, simple. Yeah. He doesn't have a
and
job.
It's not as if he's out there trying.
And doesn't
out
go to college.
That's a different situation, but he actually just isn't getting one because he doesn't want to, like.
So he's in his final year, but he never goes to college and he has no job. What's he do? Just him picking his hole.
Picking his nose.
Like, what? No. I think even if he had some sort of a plan to be like, right, this is where I want to be. This is hopefully what I'm going to do. Whatever about actually making waves and doing it. Like, mm-hmm. But if this fella just has no plan, he needs a kick of reality.
It sounds like they've been together since secondary school, like that she's actually just outgrown him.
Yeah.
And that's happened. The saddest thing, because you can still love them. You can still have feelings. You can still get on great. But like, if someone's life path is matching yours, if they're dragging you down with them, like you might, after college now, when you get through college, if you get a job and he hasn't got like money to do things with you, or like, because he's not arse getting a job, like that's when it becomes an issue, when he's holding you back and you can't do fun things or go travel or whatever else, like if he's just sitting there not bothered to get a job.
What do you do? I wonder, has she said it to him before? Like, I wonder, has she ever said to him, like, because I feel like from his point of view, that will either give him the kind of reality check to be like, oh God, like she's saying it to me, I need to, mm-hmm. or it could make him feel like this big.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like it can, there's two ways he could take that, but also you shouldn't have to just settle for it and not say it just because you
No.
I'd have to sit him down and say it to him.
I think you have to be just dead honest. You can't be like beating around the bush. No. Just be like, look, I just feel like, and men are slower to make plans. They haven't really got like plans like girls do. Mm. Or like long-term things, I feel like they don't just plan that far ahead. But I think maybe ask them, like maybe he has plans and stuff that he hasn't said out loud. Yeah. Or like goals, or like maybe you just sit down with him and be like, what's our plan together? Like, when do we want to do this and this and this? Like different milestones that you have. And that might make him be like, fuck, that's actually sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
Because how some people am I gonna think do it's that? So, that's in the future. Like it's grand. But then it comes around, you're like, shit, like you need money for this, this and this. Like maybe he kind of needs to kick up the arse that like he's a little bit older now and needs to start thinking of them things.
Mm.
And needs to have a bit of ambition and drive in him.
No, you definitely need to say that to him.
Yeah.
You have to sit him down and tell him.
Yeah. And I think give it a chance and see if things change. But if it's still in the same place and you feel like you're getting, like you're going to end up resenting him over that.
So oh, yeah.
You can love him as much as you want, but you'll actually start just being pissed off and that won't turn into a nice relationship.
Mm-mm. Like once you tell him it's coming from a place of love and like you want to see him having goals and mm-hmm. having things to work towards and like things to look
and
forward
to together. In his own life.
Not to just be wasting his own life away. Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Some men just need, I've seen it happen so many times, I've heard it happen, like just need to kick up the arse to be like, cop on.
It's time to get moving.
Pull your socks up.
Yeah,
men just do mature a little bit slower. I think girls definitely think of all this first.
Okay.
So maybe he's just around the corner of realising soon, but I hope that is the case. But yeah, sometimes you have to think of yourself first in those situations.
Most definitely, girl.
Most definitely. You can send your dilemma or first world problem or rant into homeidrinkorgoloudnow.com. New episodes of Home I Drink Excuse come out every Monday and our main episodes are out on Wednesday. If you want to be featured for If I Was You, then put it in the caption.
Yeah.
Or the caption. So put it in the subject line, or if you want to be on Phone a Friend, put that in the subject line, or just regular people from the stalls as well. So many dilemma segments. Then let us know. Thanks so much to Pennies for sponsoring the episode. Don't forget to check out the collection of winter essentials available in your nearest Pennies or Primark store now. It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Make sure to like, rate, and subscribe to whatever podcast platform you're listening to on right now. And we'll talk to you soon, Bert.
We'll talk to you then.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.